Blog Talk Radio.
The song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah.
He's telling us, he said, if you don't do anything else, he's already done enough. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Already done enough.
He can make you scream like that. Like, thank you.
Tell me
when he's done enough.
Yes.
When he's done enough.
Oh,
and you know I'm telling that.
Awesome that knowing that God has already done enough. Just because God came off the throne and placed himself in the body of a man and then gave his life for you,
Lord,
and died for you, and went to hell for you, and rose again from the dead and went back to heaven for you. He's done enough.
He's done enough. Amen. Welcome, you all. Welcome.
Welcome
to midweek service. We're so happy to be here. Happy New Year. Is this the New Year, for midweek service? This is our first service and midweek for the new year.
Yes.
Happy New Year to everybody.
New Year again.
Oh, and we have not had an opportunity to say Happy New Year. God bless you.
We have new things, new year, new life, new wine, renew everything new. All things new.
All things new.
Hallelujah.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
God bless everybody here. We see everybody here in midweek service. We thank God for you. May God continue to be your strength. May you increase more in your spiritual walk in the name of Jesus Christ. May God bless you mighty. May he bless you with unspeakable joy.
That's right.
Yeah, my Lord, my God. We thank God. Welcome again to midweek service. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And welcome to midweek service. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. We thank you all. If it's your first time with us here on the Gospel Public Ministries in midweek service, first one, we want to personally welcome you. My husband and I, we want to welcome you today. We want to pray for you and pray with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
You know what? You did not find a robbery.
Jesus.
Give some time, to come to church.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In midweek.
Midweek. Right? How many things you could be doing right now?
Right
now. They count this hour to be prime time hours.
Jesus.
The favorite shows, the sitcoms, and all this stuff be going on now. But you are right here with us in midweek service.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
God bless you. God keep you. It's good to see everyone here. At this time, we're going to go ahead and pray you all. Midweek service is only an hour, so we're not going to hold you too long. We thank God for you. Let us pray.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you for one more time. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you right now to have your way in this place. So we know, Father God, that you're omnipotent and omnipresent. There's nowhere that we can go that you cannot reach us. So, Father God, we thank you now for your presence right now here in Sunday service. Oh, Lord, we ask that you open up the channels of our spirit to receive from you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Have your way, oh God, in us and through us, Father God. Oh, Lord, put us back on the potter's field, for you are the potter and we are the clay. Oh, Lord, make us over, Lord God. Make us better, Lord. Do a new thing in us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Father God. We thank you for new mercy and grace, oh God. We thank you for this day, for this today that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Father God, Lord, we ask that you touch every heart right now. Oh, Lord, let our hearts not be troubled. Let peace come and be still right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yeah,
and every
Father,
we are abiding in your word today. Hold it fast to your teachings and living in accordance with them. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is our desire, oh God, to be your true disciples, Father God, and Heavenly Father, because you are the vine, and we are a branch, oh Lord God, living in you. We thank you, Father God.
Right.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus
thank
Christ.
You, Lord,
that we bear much fruit in this season in the name of Jesus Christ. Apart from you, we can do nothing. Your son Jesus said, if you live in us, hallelujah, if you live in me, then my word remain in you and continue to live in your heart. So ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. According to John 15 and 17, we thank you, Father God. Where we bear much fruit, you, Father God, are honored and glorified by your grace, hallelujah, that we have received. And we will show and prove ourselves to be a true follower of your son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He has loved us, hallelujah, just as you, Father, have loved him. And we thank you, Lord God. We are abiding in your love today.
Yeah.
We are abiding in that love right now. And every Father, you have instilled us, oh God, that if we keep your commandments, we are abiding in your love and living it up. Just as your son Jesus obeyed your commandments and lived in your love. He told us these things, and that your joy and delight may be in us, and that our joy and gladness may be full measure, complete, and overflowing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, this is your commandment, oh God, that we love one another just as you loved us. And every Father, we thank you, oh God, for your word, for this truth, oh God, that sets us free. That we are free indeed today. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. That we are born of you, and we do not deliberately, knowingly, or habitually practice sin. Your nature abides in us, and we thank you. And we cannot practice sin because we are born of you, and we thank you, Lord God, that we hid your word in our hearts, hallelujah, and that we might not sin against you. And we may have the power and be shown to apprehend and grasp with all the saints of your devoted people, God, their spirits of death, Lord, what is the breadth and length and height and in the depth of it, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior, that we may know this, Lord, that surpasses knowledge. That we may be filled to the measure of all your fullness, oh God. Now you, oh God, who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ever ask or imagine, according to your power, and that worketh in us, oh God. To you be the glory, hallelujah. To God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout generations, forever and ever. That we all say amen. To God be the glory, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Can you thank God
thank
for one
you.
More time tonight? How did we make it over? We made it over for 2021. Hallelujah. We didn't just make it over. We made it over victorious. We made it over wealthy and strong. We made it over healed and delivered and set free. Can you declare and declare over your life tonight?
Yeah.
And know that you have the power, hallelujah, the power and the authority that God has given you, the Holy Spirit that dwelleth in you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have our scripture from Evangelist Kimberly Relford. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome. Evangelist Kimberly
Relford. Hello? I'm so sorry. Okay. Hang on. Give me one second. So we're going to do Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I didn't clear
a minister.
Okay. I'm sorry. I really wasn't prepared. I don't know why. I was just thinking I'd read the scripture on Sunday, but I'm going to just come where God just led me. Mark 2, starting at verse 1. And again, he came to Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they broken it up, they laid down the bed where the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Now, I don't know why God led me there, but now I see why. It's because God is wanting us to walk in that kind of a faith, the faith that said nothing's going to stand in my way. I need more of you, God. I need your healing. I need you to touch, God, touch, heal, move.
Lord.
And you have to have that kind of faith where tear the roof out. I need to get to God.
I know that, right?
Getting to God. Nothing can stand there. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. God is a healer.
Amen.
God is a miracle worker. And if we want more of him, we have to be bold, just like they were, to where they even took the roof off to get to where they need to go. So I pray that this scripture bless you.
Amen.
It surely did bless me. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
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 Hallelujah. Glory
thank
to
you.
God. We thank God. At this
Hallelujah.
Time, we're going to have a song selection, and we'll be back for the message today that will be preached and teached by me. My husband, Pastor Dorn, say amen. So stay right there. Stay right there. Be ready to receive, Lord. We ask that you open up the channels of our spirit to receive right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah.
Your majesty reigns.
Oh,
Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Hosanna, Hosanna. Lord, we love you at this time. We're going to have our message right now. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, let us pray right now. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place to have your way right now in us. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of our life. We give it to you right now for eternity, and we ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, extend yourself through us in all areas of our life fully and completely, that we be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. We decrease right now so that you may have all the increase in us, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare you to be on the throne of our life, in and over all areas of our life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of our faith in all,
yes,
through
Lord,
all, and above all of our life. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we pray for angels to be raised now, oh God, to ward against anything in the heaven that's designed to stop our prayers from being answered and stop it, trying to stop us from receiving what you have for us to receive in this midweek service today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now, all that's in service, according to Isaiah 60:2. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. You all, we're doing a continuation. We're talking about still the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're talking about the power of the Holy Spirit today, you all. It's just understanding, you all, as we talked about it, I believe about 2 weeks ago or a week ago, we were talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. And what is that? The Holy Spirit unites you all. When we're talking about the power of the Holy Spirit unites the believer with Christ and places him in the body of Christ, which is church. So he also unites the believer. Remember, understand this, the Holy Spirit is a person. So he also unites the believer with Christ in his death, enabling him to live victoriously over sin. So the Holy Spirit controls the believer who yields to God and submits himself to God's word, you all. So understand, there are many ways that the Holy Spirit works, and there are several ways and gifts that the Holy Spirit operates in us. There are seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, and they are wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. So while some Christians accept these as a definite list of specific attributes, others understand they're merely an example of the Holy Spirit works through us by faith. Amen?
Amen. Amen. The power of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost, which are one and the same. You know, there's so many places that's in the Word of God that lets us know about the power of the Holy Ghost or the power of the Holy Spirit. But we as believers, you know, we have to get in that place of where we are allowing the power of the Holy Spirit, you know, to govern us or to lead us or to show us things. Okay, so like my wife just said, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, this is the Spirit of the living God. See, we're not talking about a spirit that's, you know, I've heard about the Holy Spirit. This is just a spirit that, you know, we in Christ, but, you know, I ain't got the Holy. No, yeah, you do. When you are in Christ, you know, you have the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God that lives on the inside of you. And there is intentions. This is the reason why that you have the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside. It's because it's for you to speak. When the Holy Spirit, you know, when he leads you to speak, you know, it's for you to speak. See, the Spirit of the living God, you know, this is the Spirit, and you are that body. When you receive Christ into your life, you're that body. So there is a reason why, you know, that the Holy Spirit come on the inside to change, you know, you and to build you to be that person that God can flow through, that he can speak to. So you are that person to cooperate with the Holy Ghost, to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, for you to be in a safe life, an abundant life. An abundant life, you know, full of grace and full of mercy, you know, full of love. You know, this is the reason why, you know, the Holy Spirit lives on the inside. So we can't get out of that place of not even remembering the reason why, you know, God, you know, he died for us, you know, and he was buried, and the reason why he went to hell for us. You can't get out of that place. You can't get out of that place, because if you get out of that place, then you get out of that place of knowing the reason why you have the Holy Spirit. It is for you and I to be reconciled back to God. That means we were already purchased back to God, to be reconciled, you know, to be friends with God, to be friends with him, because he's trying to lead you to that place. This is the reason why Jesus Christ, why he died for us, to lead you back to God. You belong to God, and to lead you back, God. So you have powers. Now, you have powers. You have powers. Amen. And John, I want to show you over here. If you have your Bibles, I want you to go to the book of John. John 14. I'll read a little bit in John 14, a little bit in John 15. Now, I want to show you what Jesus Christ says here. I'm going to show you what Jesus Christ said, and I'll be reading this from the King James Version. Now, John 14. Yeah, I'm going to start right here. I'm going to read this one verse right here in John 13. John 13 and 34 says, "A new commandment that I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, and that you also love ye one another." Now, I just want to put that out there first. Now, John 14 and 6. Let me show you here what Jesus says. Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." Now, here it is. God gave, this is Jesus Christ, he gave us a new commandment. He said that you love one another. This is a new commandment that I give it to you, to love one another. And the reason why I showed you that, because this is the power of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, is for you to love, for you to love one another. He said, just as I have loved you, you know, you love one another. This is where you have that power of the Holy Spirit. When you receive the Holy Spirit, the first thing that you receive, the gift that you receive, was the gift of love, which is power. And this is where all your power lies in that right here. All your power lies in that right here. This is where you are able to do all things, you know, through love. This is where you're able to receive all things from God through love, knowing that God loved you because he gave himself for you, which is love. And when you receive him, you receive power because you receive the Holy Spirit. When you read on down through here, John 14 and John 14 and verse 16, he says, "And I will pray the Father that he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you and be with you forever." See, he's talking right here. He's talking about the power. You do this through love, through receiving him. This is where the power of the Holy Ghost and the power of the Holy Spirit. And then you have comfort. You have comfort right here in this place right here. Anything that's in your life, anything that you have that's in your life, you have the Holy Spirit that's there to lead you and guide you through these things. Now, if there is something that's in your life, whether it is by thoughts of your own self, or whether it's by thoughts of somebody else, or whatever is causing you to feel in a way that's not in comfort, then you have the Comforter that lives on the inside that can move these things from the inside to the outside because of love, and it brings you into that place of peace, This is what the Holy Spirit is for. And Jesus is teaching that, right? He is teaching that here. In 27 says that, "Peace I give you that the world didn't give and the world can take away." That's what he tells you. For you to love, for you to receive, to love your neighbors and love your neighbor just as I have loved you, to receive the Holy Spirit, which is that comforter when you believe in God, when you believe in him and you receive him, and for you to have peace. This is power, y'all. This is very powerful. So you have to know that. And if you would go on farther right here, and I'll stop right here and I'll give it back to you, Pastor. If you go on here to John 15 and 4, he says, "Abide in me and I in you." Now, when you have love that abides in you, I already told you that you are powerful. So you have power. And when you have that comforter that's leading you, that's governing you through every single thing, okay, so now you're able to use this power. And he said, if you abide in me, then I would abide in you. That means that you have love in you. Then you are counted as being that carrier. You're counted as being that carrier. That you produce the fruit, you know, of love is for you to give to one another. This is the power of the Holy Spirit. And if you don't know this, then now you know. And this is what the will of God is for your life. The will of God for your life is to be powerful through the Holy Spirit, and for you to be loved, and for you to give love through through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, the power of the Holy Spirit. You all, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we as believers are saved, we're filled, we're sealed, and we're sanctified.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit reveals God, scouts us, teaches and guides us as believers. We're not just saying just being Christian, but believing Christians into all
yes.
truth. The Holy Spirit also, you know, helps us in our weaknesses and intercedes for us. So it is so important that we understand the Holy Spirit and that we have the Holy Spirit. And how do we use the Holy Spirit? Allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. The Holy Spirit is a helper who teaches and reminds us, you all. When we look in John 14:26, you all, Jesus told his disciples that the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring your remembrance all that I have said to you. So the Holy Spirit reminds us, you all. It reminds us, it helps us, it guides us, it helps us, and to remind us of these things that Jesus said. So understanding this, that the Holy Spirit provides wise counsel, you all, to us that follow Christ. So Jesus knew he would be going away, you all, and that his followers would need the Holy Spirit as a helper and an advocate to remind them of his teachings. The Holy Spirit, you all, convicts the world of sin. Does not condemn us, but it convicts us. Meaning, in the moment when you're doing something you're not supposed to do, you'll get that, you'll feel convicted. It'll make you turn from that way, and that's what the Holy Spirit does. It convicts the world of sin. So, you all, in addition to this, the Holy Spirit providing us wise counsel, attorneys also provide evidence used to convict criminals. So, in a similar fashion, y'all, the Holy Spirit will prove the sin and righteousness and judgment of the world. So, nevertheless, you all, I tell you the truth, it is to you to take the advantage of this, of the Holy Spirit. Take advantage of it, guide you in leading you in this life, hallelujah, to righteousness. Amen. It is to your advantage, you all, that we go away from. But if the Bible says here in John 16:7-8, Jesus said it was for his own advantage, you all, that he go away, because then he was going to send a helper. He sent his helper to come to us, to come to you, is what the Bible said. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, this is what John 16:7-8 says, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. So if you're not sure if you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, those times when you do something, you feel convicted, that's the Holy Spirit that is dwelling in you. The Holy Spirit dwells in all believers and fills us. So if you believe and you receive Jesus Christ, like Pastor said, you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. You receive Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in you. The Holy Spirit is God's presence in your life and all the life of believers. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3:16, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? So God's Spirit dwells in you. You receive Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit of the living God, and God's Spirit dwells in you. The Holy Spirit is a source of revelation, wisdom, and power, you all. These are things God has revealed to us by his Spirit, you all. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. So for who knows a person's thoughts, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:10-11 says, for who knows a person's thoughts except for their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. So God gives his followers, you all, those that follow him, the Holy Spirit, so that we may know him better. Since the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit, it knows that he is the knows that the thoughts of God, he knows God's thoughts and reveals those thoughts to those that believe. Understand, believers, the Holy Spirit opens believers' eyes to the hope of salvation and the inheritance that we have, or that they have, or that we have that believe in Christ. See, Jesus knew that his disciples would need the power, understand this, the power of the Holy Spirit to carry out their mission to be witnesses to the entire world. And guess what? We have that power today. We have that power today. When we look in the book of Acts 1:8, you all, Jesus told his disciples, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So understand, Christians, believing Christians have access. We have access to that power, the revelation and wisdom from the Holy Spirit, just as the Apostle Paul wrote to the believers in Ephesians, you all. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:17-20, I keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his God's glorious inheritance in his holy people and in his comparability, a great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, you all. So understanding that the Holy Spirit and the power that dwelleth in you, the Holy Spirit guides for all truth, including knowledge of what is to come, you all. The Holy Spirit gives spiritual gifts to all believers. The Holy Spirit is a seal in the life of those that believe. Those that receive, believe and receive in the name of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us, you all, as Christians in our weakness and intercedes for us, you all. The Holy Spirit makes us, oh, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit makes us as believers new, makes us new and gives us eternal life. This is through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit sanctifies and enables us to bear good fruit in our lives. Amen? In the name of Jesus Christ. And I want to share this all with you all. As I am studying under the Apostles' Code, you all, in unlocking the ways of the Holy Spirit. In the story, one of the saddest verses in the Bible, you all, is found in the aftermath of Jesus' arrest in Gethsemane's Garden. In the Gethsemane Garden, you all, one of the apostles, the Bible simply records then that all forsook him and fled. We know this in the book of Mark, chapter 14, verse 50. They had been so bold and boastful of their commitment to Jesus hours before, but when it came down to the crisis moment, they ran. I mean, they went AWOL, and they fled into the darkness when he needed them the most. But what an amazing change came over them a few days later. Peter had denied he knew the Lord Jesus Christ three times as he sat in the courtyard at Caiaphas' house, so where Jesus was being in prison at the time. But the transformation that soon would take place in his life is astounding. Hear him after being beaten in prison and commanded to never speak the name of Jesus again. It's saying in the face of his adversaries, y'all, we cannot speak the things which we have not heard or seen, according to the book of Acts, chapter 4 and 20, what empowered Simon Peter and all the rest of the apostles to suddenly live with such boldness and meet their master's death, answering with their lives the question asked by their Lord, will you lay down your life for my sake? Hallelujah. In John chapter 13, verse 38, Pentecost had come, you all. Pentecost had come. They had unlocked the code. The same spirit that had raised Christ from the dead now lived in each of them, giving them supernatural power. And this same spirit lives in you today, and me, my husband, and all that receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. So unlocking the power of the Holy Spirit in your life is essential, you all. It is necessary. So you all just understand and know you as a believer in Christ. You have to long for what God has already provided for you and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. The enemy wants to stop you in that place of believing that you are saved, that you are delivered, that you have the Holy Spirit that's operating you. But when you understand the power of the Holy Spirit and that power dwelleth in you that God has sent, you have that power to use it today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. So each day you all take the time out of your day and just thank God for the Holy Spirit. Take the time and say, thank you, Father God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that you have sent to guide me, to keep me, to direct me. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you to lead me out of those troubled places in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We're talking about the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, I just want to have a conversation with God. You know, I want to have a intimate conversation with God. I mean, not trying to, you know, ask God for anything, you know, but I wanted to be in that place for God, you know, just to show me, you know, just, you know, talk to me and just to tell me what it is that you would have for me to, what it is you would have for me to do today. What is it, you know, that you would have for me? Now, I just confessing that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior and the Holy Spirit live on the inside of me. But is that just good enough for us as Christian men and women just to confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you know, and then just to know that he's on the inside and not use him? You know, that's like you having the ability or you have like the power, you know, you have power that's running to your house. Or you have power that's in your house and you don't never use the power. You know, you got electricity that runs through the light switch don't never turn the light on. You don't ever even turn the light on, and you sit there and, you know, you just be in that place. So I ask, you know, I ask God, you know, what is it that you will have for me? And a lot of times, you know, we just look at it like, you know what? God wants me to, you know, do this big old, perform this big old miracle, but that ain't really what's for, you know. It could be something as simple as go over here and speak to these people. Go help them with those bags that they're trying to put in. And I said it's about love. You know, just God wants you to do something that you're going to give something to a person, you know, just by touching and agreeing with them. He wants you to give him. That's the transfer from his spirit that's on the inside of you that's transferring to another body that maybe haven't even experienced him. You know, there are people that maybe haven't even, never even experienced real love in their lives. You know, never even experienced. You know, they've seen, you know, certain little acts that we just call it love, but never really experienced it. So, for me, when I ask God this question, you know, what is it you would have for me to do? And he said it plainly, you know, just love on somebody. Make it your business today, you know, just to love somebody, you know, just to give off love. And this is how you transfer. This is how the spirit of love goes from one body to the next body. This is how you're doing something that's supernatural. This is how, you know, you see miracles. This is how you see miracles in your life. This is how you see miracles in other people's lives. How many people that we know that, you know, that may be in some type of sickness or something, or may be in some type of situation where they need somebody that's going to love on them. They need somebody that's going to touch and agree with them. And here it is, you know, whatever that situation is, whether it's some type of sickness or something, and then you come to them, you physically come to them and put your hands on them and just love on them, and then you pray with them, and, you know, you get them out of that place of worry, and you get them into that place of trusting and believing. You get them into that place of where they're powerful, because when you allow the Holy Spirit to use you like that, and you get someone that maybe not as powerful, or maybe they might be in that place, you know, where they're feeling like, you know, that they ain't love or they're just powerless, and they get into that place of feeling love, feeling God's love, and then here it is that sickness then went away, it had moved away, or here it is, you know, that whatever it is, you know, that they were in, whatever the situation was, you know, God then turned it all around because they came out of that place of worry. They came out of that place of doubt. They came out of that place of fear. See, this is powerful.
Amen.
This is very powerful. And this comes from the believers, ones that know they can do that. That's how you let the Holy Spirit use you. You let the Holy Spirit use you. Yielding to the Holy Spirit is, you know, allowing the Holy Spirit is in your body, you know, to govern your mind, your thoughts, every single thing that you think. Think of it how Jesus would think of, how God would think of it, through love, letting you use your body where you physically can touch, you know, in your spirit. That's what it's for us. That's for us. That's for every single one of us. And you are a powerful being, supernatural being that God has created.
Amen. Glory to God. We wrap up here. We have about 13 minutes left. I do want to say this to you all before we wrap up. We're going to open up the doors of the church. The Apostle Paul, when inquiring of those early believers in Ephesus about their knowledge of the Holy Spirit, was met with this reply: we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit, according to Acts 19:2. Sadly, the same response could be heard from many believers today. See, the emphasis on who the Spirit is and what he does is lacking in much of the modern church today, you all. So in understanding the Holy Spirit, let us understand and set our minds to meet the Holy Spirit, because I believe that some people don't believe they have the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is real, that the Holy Spirit is a person. So you all, the Holy Spirit is God himself.
and an invisible yet inseparable person of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Too often he is the forgotten member of the Godhead. You are much is made of the Father and the Son and not enough of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God coming to dwell in us, as Pastor was saying, never to leave us and to empower us for Christian service, to do kingdom work, to be kingdom builders. It is the Spirit who convicts us of our sins, draws us to Christ, and fills our faith and gives us power to live the Christian life, to walk and live the Christian life. Amen. So if you have believed on Jesus Christ, then the Holy Spirit has come to take up residency in your life. He is alive in you right now, in this hour, in this moment. The Holy Spirit is alive in you. It's alive in you. Amen. And so there is no place like home, you all. And home for the Holy Spirit is in your heart. So today when you come home and get comfortable, remember that your heart is where the Spirit of God lives and makes his home. The Bible says in Colossians 1:27, to them God will to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I'm hoping you all understand once again the power of the Holy Spirit today as we wrap up this teaching of the Holy Spirit. There's more to come in teaching about the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit lives, it dwells in us, it teaches us, it guides us, it sanctifies us, you all. It reminds us, hallelujah. It convicts the world of sin, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is a source of revelation, wisdom, and power, and understanding this, you all. The Holy Spirit guides to all truth, including knowledge of what is to come, what is to come. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit gives spiritual gifts. Again, understanding this, y'all. The Holy Spirit is a seal in the life of those who believe and have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit is our mark of adoption as God's children. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to his followers so that they could be confident in their salvation. Receive the Holy Spirit, you all. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And understand and know that the Holy Spirit is with you. The Holy Spirit works in your life as a believer to renew you, to sanctify you, to make us holy, you all, to make us holy. Jesus, as the Lord Spirit, the Holy Spirit raised Christ from the dead, the Holy Spirit will give eternal life to all that believe in Christ. So if you are that believer, that same Spirit will raise you and give you eternal life, as so he did our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So God bless you all. At this time, we're going to open up the doors of the church. Pastor, there's something else you want to say before we go ahead and open up the doors, if there will be one. Amen.
Yes, your mission, you know, everyone that's in the body of Christ, your mission for your whole life, from the day you receive Christ into your life until the day you leave this world, your mission is to love like Christ. Keep your focus right there, and everything else is going to be added unto your life. It's going to be added unto you.
Amen.
That's your mission. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God
there might be
you.
One.
There'll be one today. Yes, Lord.
Might
one, if that be you.
That's ready, you know, to come out of self, to come out of,
God,
you know, this old wicked world and enter
Lord.
Into the kingdom of God, enter into the kingdom of heaven. There's one that's ready to receive this love that we're talking about tonight, you know, this powerful
yes,
gift from God, the Holy Spirit that's ready to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
If that's you, then just press one. Just press one. We'll show you how. That's what we are here for. We're just the messengers.
Yes.
We're just messengers, and we're here to show
Amen.
You how.
Amen.
There's maybe Amen. Even one that's holding on to something, or you're worried about something. There's something that is just keeping you from that place of peace. Let us pray for you. Let us pray for you. Let us pray with you. Let us help
yes,
you to
Holy.
Get back into that place called peace, not peace that the world have, but that Jesus peace. Let us pray for you.
Yes,
maybe
Lord.
It's one. Just press one on your cell phone or on your phone. Press one. Press one.
Amen.
There's maybe even one that's looking for a church home. One that's looking
Jesus.
For someone that can help them with the word of God. Someone that can help them,
yes,
you know,
Lord.
To understand it. Me and Pastor Tawanika, we would love to be your pastor. We would love to
yes,
be your pastor. We're going to love on you. We're going to feed you this
yes.
word of God until you get
yes.
to that place to where you can feed it to somebody else yourself. I'm here to tell you, and tell you, we'll help you with that. We'll be loved to be your pastor today. Amen. Just press one.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless everyone that's in service today. May God bless you and keep you. Heavenly Father, as we come to you now in Jesus Christ's holy name, oh, Lord, we bless you, oh, God, for all that we receive in this service, understanding who you are, Father God, and the Holy Spirit that you are, that you send, oh, God, to keep us and guide us and to instruct us, to save us. And we just want to say thank you. And Heavenly Father, it is written in your word, according to John chapter 10, that your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, we are one of your sheep, and we ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly, according to John chapter 10. We ask you to increase your anointing on us, oh God, to clearly hear and know your voice, and that not of a stranger, oh God. And we ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. And we ask this according to John 16 and 23, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray to God be the glory, and we all say amen, amen, and amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. You all can send those over to Pastor Chantel through Cash App. If you need another source to send in your tithes and offering, give us a call at 346-719-3349. The Cash App is Pastor Chantel through Cash App. At this time, let us pray over our tithes and offering. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary of your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings, and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. Lord, we know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money, and it comes to us. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God. It is our responsibility to manage our money and to distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture and harvest of your glory for your sake on earth in the name of Jesus Christ. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money, oh God, with dignity, to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is now, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for blessing us. Father, all that will sow on today, Father God, let there be no lack in their giving, Father God. Oh, Lord, multiply back to them 100-fold in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, their help, their strength, their peace, their joy, their relationships, Father God, their knowledge and wisdom that coming from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. It's the wisdom of your spirit, kiss, oh God, and your generous heart, and we just want to say thank you. We honor you. We give it all over to you, Father God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. At this time, we have our announcements. In our announcements today, our announcements, I'll go ahead and get those announcements. I'm not sure if Sister Dylan is ready for the announcements, so I'll go ahead and do those announcements today. Hallelujah. God bless. Let me make sure. Sister Dylan, are you in a position to give the announcements today?
No, I'm not. I'm driving.
Okay, no problem. All right, I'll give those announcements today. We thank God. You all, so our schedule is, we have a pretty hectic schedule. I'll say that we have so much that's going on in this month. We thank God for the opportunity that he's blessed us with in this month of January, this new year. So again, Happy New Year to everyone. So right now we're in intercessory prayer, where we're having global prayer. We're praying for nations. We're praying for each other. We're coming into agreement for 40 days. We began on January 1st, so we've already started. We're in day 7, so we thank God. So from January the 1st to February 9th, we are in our 40 days of praying, and some of us are fasting during this time on selective fasts of God's led us, and then some of us are adding 4 days to that because some of us started on Monday with us, so I'm going to send in the gap for those extra 4 days for those that came in late. But we started off on January the 1st, and we'll wrap up on February 9th, and then we have on Wednesday night is our Bible study at 7 p.m. You all on the same number. We also have midweek service, which is today, on the same number, Sunday service at 2 p.m. For those who are just tuning in with us today, Monday and Tuesday, we're in our minister training and leadership classes. We're going strong in that. That's 2 days out the week, Monday and Tuesday at 7 p.m. We should be wrapping up at that in the month of March. And then we'll start our discipleship training in the month of March. And what do we have? I think that is it. We have not. We're going to do our street ministry. We'll start back up in the month of February, you all. I think I've covered everything. The shout is on at 12 at the same platform. You can join us for the shout. And then on second Tuesdays, we have restoration services, you all. Second Tuesdays of every month at 10 a.m.
We have it. And the January birthday, for the month of January, anybody, if we don't have your birthday, please send those over to me so we can log your birthday on the calendar so we can celebrate you and on your birthday. And my birthday is this month on January the 20th. Hallelujah. We thank God for another year and God's blessing. So once again, I thank you. That does conclude the announcements by my memory. I believe that's all we have. Right, Pastor? I think that's it.
Yeah, I think yeah.
I think I got it all. That's pretty much all every day during the week. Amen. So we thank God for everyone that is in attendance and has been coming to agreement with us these 40 days that we're journeying along. Amen. You all, I think that's it. Let me go and let us release the pastor's blessings at this time. It's good to see our sister Marlisha Carter in service today. God bless you. God keep you. We've been lifting you up in prayer. It's good to see Evangelist Kimberly Redford. She gave a scripture today. Evangelist Darlena Dudley and my sister Jordan Adams on today, and Angela Green, my brother Cal Dillard. Sister Connie Northern, I believe Sister Connie is on as well. It looks like Sister Connie Northern. God bless you all and every visitor that's here today. God bless you. God keep you. We hope you've learned something here today in midweek service. Understand the power of the Holy Spirit. We bless you to prosper. We bless you all to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. At this time, we have our devotion from our pastor, our benediction. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in his sight, through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a good night.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get what if you're asking. He'll give you that life, can you imagine?